Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I am glad that you could join us on this Monday afternoon as we head to Raleigh, North Carolina to talk to Mary and Gabby Angelini. Right now I have Mary and Gabby on the line. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Mary and Gabby.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Glad to have you. And of course, I had your friend Daniel on the program, known as DJ to many people, to talk about what he's doing in the autism community as an autistic artist, a public speaker, as well as an author of several books. And I know that y'all are friends with DJ as well.
Oh, yes. We love DJ. He made some of our cards that we sell on our website for us, and he made a big Gabby's Ground sign for us, too.
Very nice. How important has it been, Mary, for you to be able to network with other people to develop, along with Gabby, the Gabby's Grounds coffee shop?
Oh, it's been very important to network. We want to help everybody out, especially entrepreneurs with special abilities, to show the world that, you know, empower them and show the world that they can do just what everybody else is doing. So it's been huge for us to help our community.
Absolutely. And Gabby?
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact that you're able to join me here on The Mark White Show today. And your mom, Mary, reached out to me about Gabby's Grounds coffee shop and this concept that you both came up with. Tell me about how excited you are about the coffee shop and what you can do in your community to help others with special needs.
You're excited, right?
Yeah.
Tell them you're excited, because what do you want to have at your coffee shop?
At my coffee shop, I want to do talent show and fashion show and open mic night and disco.
And you can be as creative as you want to be because it's yours.
Yep.
That's nice. Now let's talk about the work that it's taking to put this together for Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop. Is it a lot of hard work, Gabby?
Oh, yeah.
You work every day, right? Packing orders and labeling K-cups and shipping things out.
Yeah.
You're a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love it?
Yeah, I always do.
That's great.
Right? You like the pop-ups when we go visit people and sell iced coffee? Is that your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mary, one of the things that you told me was how challenging it was to find work for Gabby. And so ultimately you decided together that you would create Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop and just do something yourself.
Yeah. I mean, she went to several interviews. Nobody wanted to hire her. They assumed she'd be too slow at the job, but they didn't even try her at the job. They just said, no, you'll be too slow. So we decided that we couldn't keep going through interviews like that. And her friends were going through the same problem, same rejections. So she always wanted to have her own restaurant to save all her money, right, Gab?
Mm-hmm.
For her restaurant. And so we decided to do a coffee shop instead. So we now employ 7 people with special abilities in our warehouse. And we pack orders and also do labeling and other merchandising things for other companies as well.
Obviously, Mary, you knew something that they didn't. You also incorporated other people into the business to try to help them because of the same challenges as they tried to go into the world and find employment.
That's right. I mean, everybody wants a chance to have a job, to be part of the community, and they're great workers. If people would just give them a chance, they will see that they're the most hardworking employees that I've ever seen. So, I mean, we get a pallet to do something with the pallet, either label it or cut wicks or whatever we have to do with that pallet. Our employees don't want to go home till that entire pallet is done. I have to force them to go home. I'm like, no, we'll do more tomorrow, because they want to do a job well done. They want to get it done and be happy that they've accomplished something. And they're happy to work in community with each other and have a fun time. And they're valuable employees to us. Right, Gab?
Yeah.
How long have you been running Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop? How long has it been a business?
3 years.
And how long have you had 7 employees working for Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop?
We've had them for about the past 6 months since we moved into the warehouse. When COVID hit, we decided to move out of my garage and into a warehouse. That gave us a space to put all of our products and a workspace to bring more people on board.
And bringing up COVID, how did that affect the business? I know if you've been in the business 3 years, like the Mark White Show has existed for 4 years this year, there were some changes that took place with my show, and I had to adapt and be able to overcome some challenges. What were the challenges that Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop had to overcome?
Well, Gabby usually speaks at the special needs conferences across the state and, across the country, actually. And so all of those were put on hold, and all of our pop-up markets and events were put on hold. So the good thing is that a lot of people were home and they were ordering coffee from home and having it shipped to them. So our coffee sales went up.
I like that. People still want their coffee, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Now, who was it that's the big coffee drinker? Is it Gabby or you, Mary?
Gabby. Especially the iced coffee, right? Which one's your favorite? Chocolate caramel iced coffees. she came up with that recipe too, right?
So if you really like something, maybe go into business with it. If you really like coffee, you have all the access that you want. Of course, you can't
That's
drink
right.
up your profits.
No. True. That's true.
Well, I'm excited about this opportunity, and I want people to know further about Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop. And if it's okay, we'll take a quick break, and we'll talk about when we come back how people can connect with Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop, how they can support this effort, how they can order coffee, and all the other items that you provide via online and elsewhere, okay?
Okay.
Folks, right now we're talking to Mary and Gabby Angelini in Raleigh, North Carolina, as we talk about Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop. Mary and Gabby saw a need, and they're filling that need. There are opportunities out there, and that's what I want to convey to you right now through the Mark White Show, is look at Mary and Gabby as an example of what you can do. Don't let someone turn you down and think that that's the end of the conversation, because it's not. you can actually start your own conversation. And right now, that conversation is Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I'm so glad to have Mary and Gabby Angelini on the line with me. And we're going to continue this conversation when we come back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away.
Welcome back to a Monday edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and thanks to my friend Daniel Svoboda, who I spoke with in North Carolina just the other day. Mary Angelini reached out to me about Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop. The Mark White Show wants to recognize difference makers in our communities everywhere and share their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that in the first segment you were encouraged by the message from Mary and Gabby as they talked about Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'd like to welcome Mary and Gabby back to the Mark White Show. Welcome back, Mary and Gabby.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to hear that people wanted to drink coffee during COVID-19 and that your business was growing during that time, from the point that you had to make a decision, Mary, to go from a garage into a warehouse. That's a good problem to have.
Right, right. In the middle of a pandemic, I just felt God saying it's time to move out. And I'm like, it's the pandemic. Everybody's going home to work and you want me to go out. So I took a leap of faith and said, okay, if this is what you want me to do, this is what we'll do. And we've just grown exponentially since being here. I mean, that's warehouse space. People seeing our employees working in the warehouse, they also hire them to, you know, label their packages and do things for them as well. So it's really just grown by leaps and bounds just from being in this exposed area.
Well, Gabby, what did you think about going from the garage into a warehouse?
She'd rather be at home because then she could sleep in, right, Gab?
Yeah.
But to go from being turned down by people who were potential employers, how did it make you feel to be able to start your own business, Gabby, and to basically say, okay, you didn't employ me, but I'm going to employ myself?
So people didn't want to hire you. Now you have your own company and now you're employing people. How does that make you feel?
Great.
Yeah.
Do you love your team? You love the people who work for you?
Yeah.
You have fun with them playing music?
I always do.
Playing music, doing lap walks around when you're taking a break.
Yeah.
You have fun.
That's great. Well, we certainly want to grow the business. We want to help Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop. And Mary, this is a great opportunity right now to talk about the customer element, where people can become customers of Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop. And we'll talk about donating to the company to be a part of the effort to help you guys be able to grow Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop. But let's talk about how people can connect with Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop and become customers.
Yeah, they can go to our website. What's our website, Gabby?
Gabby'sGrounds.com. What, 1B?
1B. Yep, Gabby with 1B. And yeah, on their website, we've got a link to our GoFundMe page. And they can make a donation there. And all the profits go to hiring people with special abilities and to opening up our coffee shop.
That's great, because obviously it does take money to grow the business and you are fulfilling a need, and it's through a nonprofit, correct?
Yes, we're a nonprofit 501c3.
Excellent. And is the name of the nonprofit Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop?
That's right. 1B.
Perfect. 1B and an I. G-A-B-I, Gabby.
Yep.
Now, what's your message to people out there who may be going through the same thing that Gabby has gone through, not being hired by people when it comes to employment? What would be your message to people who are out there struggling, wondering about their opportunity to be employed?
I would say, you know, find out what their dreams are. Have them follow their dreams. There's so many entrepreneurs with special needs out there these days. And we've partnered with them that whatever, you know, if you're into popcorn or you're, you know, DJ likes to do his drawings or, you know, candle making, that there's so many opportunities out there, that the world is a more accepting place than it was 20, 30 years ago. And entrepreneurs with special needs are welcomed, especially local. People want to support local, and people love a good story. So you'll have a great story if you just follow their dreams and go for it. Take that leap of faith. Don't be afraid.
Well, let me ask you this, Mary, because here we've got Gabby. She's 23 years old, a grown woman. You've tried to help navigate together Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop. Unless you had been in the special needs community before, Gabby was your introduction, and it built a passion within you, a fire, so to speak, to be able to want to help Gabby as her mother.
That's right. That's exactly right. So I've been on both sides of the fence, as we would say, and you know, so people want to help people with special abilities. They do. They just, you know, they gravitate towards people. I mean, everybody, you know, has that sweet spot that, you know, they're loving and they're kind and they're friendly. And, you know, people are more inclusive these days and they want to help. So, you know, don't be afraid.
And that's a great message, because I believe people are opening their eyes and beginning to open the doors of opportunity. I've had several businesses, one of which is John's Crazy Socks up in Long Island, New York. I've had John on the show, Mark John Cronin, and his dad Mark on the show. Will be the third time coming up to talk about John's Crazy Socks. And John started his own sock factory. And then over in Texas, we have Blake and the Snow Shack. And we have opportunities that are out there, and people just have to see that they are there and not feel that they're being shut out or closed from the world. And sometimes it means opening our own doors of opportunity to make something happen. And I'm so glad that Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop is in existence, and that you and Gabby both decided with your determination and perseverance that you would start something that would not only make a difference for Gabby, but make a difference for your community and others who need those opportunities, those jobs, and feel fulfilled as people.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yep. And we know John as well, and Mark. Yep. They have a box with a, put together a Down syndrome box where it's like 21 entrepreneurs with Down syndrome, and their items are in that box that they sell. So they're helping other entrepreneurs as well.
Absolutely. And again, we want people to go to the social media pages. Where can they go to connect with Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop once again?
Yeah, they can go to our website, www.gabbysgrounds.com. They can go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, LinkedIn. We're on all of them.
Well, Gabby, I want to wish you all the best as you move forward with your business, and also to your team. I want to say a big hello from the Mark White Show to all the team members at Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop. And I want to thank them for their great work and their enthusiasm when it comes to putting out coffee, to labeling cups, or whatever job their hand finds to do. Just know that the Mark White Show appreciates each and every one of you for the work you're doing in Raleigh, North Carolina. So that's my shout out to the Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop team.
Thank you so much, Mark. We appreciate your support.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gabby. Thank you for joining me, both of you, Mary and Gabby, joining me here on the Mark White Show today. It's been a real pleasure to have you on the show.
It's been our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Folks, we've been talking to Mary and Gabby Angelini in Raleigh, North Carolina. I want you to check out Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop. Again, Gabby is spelled G-A-B-I. Gabby, apostrophe S, Grounds Coffee Shop. Check them out. If you love coffee, maybe that'll be your new coffee, your new go-to coffee business. I hope so, in Raleigh, North Carolina. We appreciate their work. And again, if you go to those pages, you go to gabbysgrounds.com and you will find the GoFundMe. If you would like to support this effort and help provide jobs for people in that community, people who are looking for work, who want to work, this is an opportunity for you to invest in that community and to say, I care about people who want to work and want jobs. And Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop is providing that opportunity. So I hope that you'll check that out and inform yourself about the special needs community and what their needs actually are. And I hope that you'll find a place in the community to find where you can make a difference. Of course, that's what the Mark White Show is about. We recognize difference makers. We share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. If this show is an encouragement to you, I hope that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show. I would love for you to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and also on LinkedIn. But you can also subscribe to the podcast as well via TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, or on YouTube. I encourage you to find a way to make a difference. Find your purpose in this life. We're not promised tomorrow. Do something today while you're here. Do what you can to make a difference in your community where you are. You will find fulfillment in that, and you will make a difference in the lives of others. You have been listening to a Monday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Live and love in my home.
These are my kind of people. Hey guys, this is Quentin Aaron. I wanted to tell you guys about my friend True Hayden, in need of a bone marrow transplant. So we're going to have a bone marrow drive in Huntsville, Alabama. I want you to stay tuned for information from my friend Mark White of The Mark White Show.
Thank you, Quentin. As Quentin said, the Be True bone marrow drive is to save the life of 8-month-old True Amore Hayden. The Be True Bone Marrow Drive will take place April 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Rock Family Worship Center.
located at 3401 Holmes Avenue Northwest in Huntsville, Alabama. You're not only helping True Hayden, but others in the community who need a bone marrow transplant as well. We hope you'll make plans to join us. Thank you for your support.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.